Paul, I'll just start by asking you to define Rumble.
That's the ultimate question. So, to us, Rumble is Canada's first nourishing drink, in that it's completely unique. There's nothing like it that's ever existed. So, when we define it as a nourishing drink, the next question we get is, well, can you define nourishing drink, or what does that mean? What does that mean to the average consumer? What it means to us is, Rumble is an all-natural, mostly organic, and completely balanced beverage. And to get into further detail, what do you mean by balance? What we're talking about here is having the perfect proportion and ratios of protein to net carbs to healthy fats and fiber. So basically what you're doing is getting the exact portion of macronutrients that each body needs and getting that in a single serving.
So it's, how does it differ from, say, what is commonly called an energy drink?
Yeah, that's a great question. An energy drink might provide a quick hit of artificial stimulated energy to somebody. And what we're trying to provide is natural, sustained energy. So almost no energy drinks will have protein in them. No energy drinks will have fiber or healthy fats. We're giving people the fuel that they require to have energy to go longer.
But it's also not called a meal replacement drink.
No, and for a very good reason. There are some similarities in the intended purpose. Sometimes people will use Rumble to replace breakfast or in lieu of lunch. But a meal replacement, by definition, legally in Canada, has to meet certain requirements that we actually consider, and Dr. Kim, our naturopath, considers unhealthy, in that they require a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids. And that's one that we feel, as I say, isn't optimal for human health.
So how did this all come about? It's been in the works for years.
Yeah, it has. It came about from my needs. I have cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic lung condition. Most people call it CF. And although I was pretty healthy as a young child, by the time I was in my late 20s and mid-30s, I was suffering a fair amount from it, and I'd realized I was a bit reluctant. As a kid, I had a bit of sweet tooth, and I liked my junk foods, but I came to realize in my 20s the value of eating properly and how that related to my health. I could see the impact directly, and as CF started to burn up my metabolism and my greater challenge even maintaining the weight that I had to turn to things like meal replacements to help basically stay alive. And I for 10 years I was drinking Shures and Boosts and these kind of formulations, and then going to the other end of the spectrum and trying vegan protein mixes that were not ready to drink but I could make at home. I found those to be not as palatable, harder to digest. I found the artificial meal replacements poorly formulated with corn syrup and artificial flavors. And after consulting with doctors and naturopaths and other healers, they said, look, you really got to stay away from this stuff. And so I basically looked for a ready-to-drink organic shake, and I found nothing. I found nothing that was well-balanced nutritionally. I found nothing that was meeting my needs, and I could see that it wasn't just me. So I basically started working in my kitchen, crafting my own recipes and having a logbook, and after 6 months of hard work, the first two prototypes of what became Rumble emerged.
So because the CF made it difficult for you to eat regular food?
Yeah, not just that. I could eat regular food, but I was burning up so many calories. People used to say I couldn't believe how much I could eat and still not maintain weight. And that's because your metabolism speeds up trying to fight the disease, and your heart rate is, you know, maybe sitting at 120 just sitting down. Eventually, of course, I got to the point where I was on oxygen 24/7. I had a cart, but even with those aids, I wasn't able to move or live freely. So, as an example, my wife had to help me brush my teeth with an electric toothbrush. I had to sit at the sink without energy to stand. Your body is simply roaring through those calories trying to maintain life. So that was the need for, or what became the need for, really nutrient-dense foods. And sometimes it's even harder for your body to digest full meals, so liquid becomes one of the most efficient ways of getting calories into you in a way that would allow me to operate with maximum health.
Now, you look very, very healthy right now, and you've had a real life-changing event in the meantime.
I have, yeah. I was fortunate to get a double lung transplant on Good Friday of 2011, and it was a harrowing experience. It's one that I'm forever grateful to my donor and the family, and to my friends and colleagues who helped support me through that process. But ultimately, yeah, I was lifted by air ambulance from Victoria to Toronto in the spring of 2011. And as I say, after just one day on the wait list, as opposed to the you know, years sometimes is, or months it usually is, I was able to get a transplant. And it's truly a miracle, as far as I'm concerned, in the way that it's manifested.
But you didn't give up the rumble because you had a double lung transplant.
Exactly. I mean, what arose from my knee with CF has now helped to fuel an active lifestyle afterwards. I run, I ride my bike, and in fact, I rode across BC this earlier this year as part of the Gear Up for CF, which Rumble was able to be the title sponsor for, and it was an incredible privilege both to be sponsoring the ride and even more so to be riding it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So why Rumble? Why the name?
Rumble, yeah. Rumble is to denote the rumble in your belly that you get when you're hungry, and also the solution, how to answer that rumble. So it came from that. We wanted something that was fun and playful, and also spoke to the fact that we're kind of shake things up. We're kind of shake things up in the way that we're a new beverage. There's never been something quite like this, and we want people to sort of take notice. Rumble, we hope, will be the sort of reminder, the indication that people should sort of put their ear to the ground and listen to see what's coming.
And the packaging is different from most drinks that you buy these days, too.
Yeah, we put some time and effort into the branding because we wanted to pop out and sort of let the consumer know that this was something different, and that, you know, there's so much education behind it. There's so many, you know, details that we can't put that all on the bottle. So we thought if the bottle could just be at least different enough that people would come over, pick it up, and start to read the ingredient list, or maybe go to the website and find out more about it. That way, we have a greater chance of educating the consumer. And that's actually what we found, is that we don't really have customers, we have converts. People that once they learn about it, they really become sort of tuned to the Rumble cause and are helping spread by word of mouth the benefits.
And it's not in plastic or glass?
No, we specifically chose aluminum because it's the most recycled material, beverage material on the planet. It's the most easily recycled, and in as little as 60 days from the time that you return your drink, it can be in the form of another bottle on the shelf. Like it's a really fast turnaround time. So we're trying to be as environmentally conscious as possible, and having a, you know, resealable, reusable, and recyclable container was a big part of that.
And you, I know you wanted to manufacture it here in Canada, but yeah, it didn't work out that way.
No, being from the West Coast, we want to stay as close as possible and contain costs. We're also a big believer in the local food movement to the extent that people can subscribe to that. We have a garden ourselves at the backyard of the Groove headquarters. But when we started looking at trying to include some of these fragile ingredients that have never yet seen the inside of a ready-to-drink beverage, like organic flaxseed oil or the kale and spinach, we realized that it requires special techniques to bottle it, preserve it. And unfortunately, there's nobody in Canada that had the capacity to do that in this particular structure, the aluminum bottle. So we had to travel to the States. We're pretty happy with the result. We're very happy with everything but the shipping. And as we expand into the States, that problem should be ameliorated.
So when did you launch, and how's it been going?
Yeah, we launched in a very small launch last November, so just almost a year ago. And we spread to the mainland in the spring and across Canada throughout the rest of the spring and summer. So we're now all the way across Canada at Whole Foods in Toronto and Vancouver, Choices Markets in BC, and a lot of natural groceries, in fact, across the country. So it's going fairly well. We're in almost 500 stores, and we're really excited to be reach that saturation point so quickly, and we're really excited to take it hopefully to the U.S. market as early as spring this year.
So what does it retail for, this bottle?
How many? Well, I mean, the suggested retail is anywhere from $389 to $449, and you'll see it sometimes a little bit lower on sale. Sometimes it's a little bit higher in smaller retailers. But the idea was, can we produce something that we call Canada's healthiest beverage, something that's going to be a real benefit to health, and do that under the $5 mark, knowing that sometimes people will spend, you know, $4 or $5 on a coffee. It's a bit of a different approach in that, you know, most beverages and so forth are between $2 to $3, but we thought people that are really interested in their health, who are investing in their health, and don't want to compromise the health care for convenience, those are our target demographic, and so hence the price point.
Now, what did you do before this? Did you had any experience at all at creating beverages?
No, it's a good question. I mean, these are a direct result of my home recipe shakes that I use to sort of help sustain my life. But my background, like, is actually academic, and it's psychology and law, and I work for government. So nothing to do with business, nothing to do with beverages and nothing to do with food. I'd only been a natural, I've been a researcher, so I knew about the benefits of certain foods, but that's the extent of it.
And do you credit it with kind of, because, you know, from what you say, I mean, your physical condition was deteriorating rapidly.
Yeah.
You had the transplant, but through you were already working on this before that.
Yeah.
Has it kind of been, I don't want to call it a lifesaver, well, maybe I should call it a ring sent out to you that gave you something to count on as you're going through everything?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think there's two components. One is the fact that very early on I knew where I was energy-wise, that I wouldn't have the resources, energy or time to do it to myself. And so I recognized the value of building a team. And the first person that I sat down with was my friend Steve, who sort of understood how this would come into play in his life with young kids. But in terms of your question of having something to work for, absolutely. Once we built our team, and there's four of us, Dr. Kim McQueen, James McQueen, her brother-in-law, and Steve, my friend, we all had that to work for. And when I got sick and I was in hospital in Toronto, those three came together and worked really hard. And I knew that I wanted to come back and see it to fruition. So it very much was something that kept me burning. And as much as, you know, my friends and family were a huge factor in that, there was also the motivation to come back and deliver this to the world.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks, Don.